The multifaceted Marion Winnick is a professor in the MFA program at the University of Baltimore. She's also a columnist at BaltimoreFishbowl.com and a book reviewer for Newsday, amongst many other strings to her bow. And she has just published her seventh book of creative nonfiction. This is called Highs in the Low 50s, How I Stumbled Through the Joys of Single Living. This has been put out by Globe Peacock Press. And it's a great pleasure to have Marion in the studio. And as with so many of your writing, you know, there's a kind of no holds barred candor to it. And I'm wondering, is anything sacred for you?
Yes. Specifically things that other people have asked me not to write about. I mean, I'm pretty much willing to reveal anything about myself, and I think I've demonstrated that pretty thoroughly. In fact, it's the whole thing that people get out of my writing is just feeling like whatever they could do, I've certainly done worse and don't seem to be ashamed of it. But for example, I was writing quite a bit in the column about my son who came to live at home after he graduated from college and didn't get a job. Same boat with 1.5 million others of his age group. But he wasn't enjoying having his plight mocked. So yes, I'm not willing to sacrifice my relationships and my family to it.
I sometimes get the impression that you're almost living your life objectively, as if there's a sense of, gosh, this would make a good story. Do you have a sense of that?
Yes, it's not true that one of the chapters in Highs in the Low 50s was up on Salon.com recently, and one of the commenters suggested that I had gone on this date with the purpose of writing about it for Salon in mind, and that I had even done some of the stupid things I did because they would make a good story. Okay, that's not true. That's not how it works. But I often do have the comforting thought in the midst of some embarrassing or bad situation, like, well, at least it'll make a good story. And actually, very shortly after I got my purse stolen in a cafe in Peru last month, I thought, well, I'm sure I can make it into a good story. And I know how soothing it is for me to do that. I guess the anticipation of the narrative makes my life more fun in a way and makes the bad parts less bad.
How long after you've lived something can you write about it?
I think you can write about it immediately. You can write about it next week. You can write about it in 6 months. You can write about it anytime, but the story that you'll write is very, very different. Highs in the Low 50s was written almost in medias res. I mean, I came home from the date and I'm like, oh my God, you know, and I was telling a lot of the stories to my neighbor, Jessica Blau, and the madcap misadventures seemed to be becoming stories very quickly. But other stories I've written about, say this something about my father's death, I've written about at least 5 times within the first couple years to still, you know, which 30-something years ago. So I think that's the important thing, is not that you can't write about it right away, but it's going to be very different than the story you'll tell down the road. And I don't think you should stop yourself from telling those other stories. Sometimes if you have too much negative, hot emotion attached to a situation, it's not going to work out well for creative writing. It's work out well for your journal. So,
I've been speaking to Marion Winnick, a professor in the MFA program at UB, and she's just put out her seventh book of creative nonfiction. It has the delicious title Highs in the Low 50s, How I Stumbled Through the Joys of Single Living. This has been published by Globe Peacock Press. And for more information, you can go on Marion's website. It's marionwinnick.com. Thanks so much and really good luck with this.
Thank you, Judith.